on 882 6PR. This is Peter Bell.
Okay, it is 1:06. Our next guest is, of course, from Friedman, Lurie, Sing & D'Angelo. His name is Richard Crane. Richard is a family lawyer, specialises in all areas of family law, including property settlement, superannuation splitting, family trusts and businesses, children's issues, divorce, de facto relationships, spousal maintenance and child support. He's also got strong experience in negotiating prompt and effective settlements. So he's an expert in all things family law. We're very privileged to have him for the next 3 weeks. I know this is going to be extremely popular. So it is with great pleasure that I welcome Richard Crane to the show. Hi, Richard.
Hi, thank you very much, and welcome all listeners.
Excellent. You are from the... I'm having a look at your resume here. Very impressive. When did you come out from the UK to Australia?
Well, I came at the start of 2010.
Okay, so you've been here a while. And also, I'm looking here in your CV, in your spare time, you enjoy swimming, motorcycling, cycling, art, and playing the piano. So I wouldn't have thought there would be too much spare time for yourself, though, Richard.
No, there's not too much at the moment, but there's always hope.
Okay, so if you have a family law question, I've just read out all the... areas of specialty and expertise that Richard possesses, get in early, 9221882. Just like Mike has done, he is straight off the bat, we'll go straight to a call, why not? G'day Mike, how are you going?
Good, how you doing?
Hi, not too bad.
My question is, my partner has a child to another man, obviously, and he has not paid a single cent of child support for... my stepson's entire life. I just want to know what I can do to either get anything out of it or get rid of him.
Well, in terms of child support, in general, it's dealt with by the child support agency.
Okay,
do you know if your partner has contacted them? Sorry?
They can't find him.
The first step is that it is dealt with by the child support agency. If you've exhausted all avenues with them, then in limited circumstances, an application can be made in the family court. One can apply for location orders and those sort of orders that would try to track down where he may have gone to. But that particular situation sounds like your partner needs to get some specific advice from a legal practitioner in relation to the next step. I can only give general advice at this stage.
That's fine.
Thank you very much, Mike. Richard, just wanted to ask you, if you've got a question for Richard, get in early, 9221882, about any family law issues at all. What do you spend the majority of your time? What sort of family law issues are the most pressing and the most time-consuming for yourself, Richard?
Well, it's mostly people separating, whether it's from de facto relationships or from a marriage, sorting out the finances. That's a big area. People don't know their rights, and if they listen to friends and family and don't get legal advice, then they can end up having the wrong impression of how that gets dealt with or what they're entitled to. So property settlement is a big area. Also children issues, because there's a lot of people out there who in some cases aren't seeing their children when they should be, and all the procedures that need to be followed in relation to that as well.
Okay, so let's go through a few of the issues here when we're talking about family law issues. Most of it will centre around divorce, separation, exactly what you just said, looking after the kids. Of course, it's going to be... property settlement is going to be complex, no worries about that, but I'm sure that the real complexity comes into effect when there's children involved, Richard. So let's talk about specifically then, what's the difference, first of all, in a legal sense, between separation and divorce as to how that will affect how the court views the breakup?
Well, separation is obviously something that would normally happen, whether it's a de facto relationship or a marriage. You can be separated under the same roof, so you don't have to be physically separated. In terms of property settlement, you don't have to be divorced before the court can make orders in relation to property settlement. But there are time bars that are affected in relation to whether it's a de facto relationship or a marriage. There are time bars that kick in once you've got divorced. So to answer your question, getting divorced itself is just the physical act of getting divorced. You've only got 12 months after you've got divorced to make an application for property settlement.
Okay.
But before you get divorced, there's no time bar. So in everyone's case, if they are contemplating separation or if they have separated, then they need to start thinking about how to sort out the finances sooner rather than later.
Okay. What, when you say separated under the same roof, I understand financially that would be probably the major reason why you'd want to separate but continue living under the same roof, or is it continued access to the children? What are some of the reasons why you'd choose to separate but then remain under the same roof?
Well, obviously every case is different,
yeah.
But from my experience, the main reason, as you said, is financial reasons.
Sure.
People can't afford to be paying rental on a house and the mortgage. Also, it might be, as you said, in relation to children as well. It's always, in my view, the best thing for the children to be able to see both their parents in general circumstances, and it means if they're under the same roof, they can still do that. But obviously, on the other side of the coin, you've got perhaps emotional situation, emotional atmosphere can be in the house, which may not be.
That's not going to help anyone, is it? If it's a hostile environment, particularly if there's kids involved. If you've got a question for Richard, 9221882. Tony in Beckenham would like to talk about separation and what I assume would be long service leave. Is it, Tony? How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Peter. I just want to find out, I'm going to go through a separation and. Look like I'm probably going to leave my job, and I've got long service leave owing. Now I'm wondering if I leave my job and get the long service, can my wife claim part of that?
Well, you raise an interesting point, because the simple answer is no asset is going to be quarantined as a separate category out of the asset pool. So. In effect, every case, if your matter goes to the family court, then everything is up for grabs, effectively. The court's going to consider all of your assets, all your liabilities. I'm not saying that she would get any payment that might be coming your way, but it's not going to be automatically quarantined from the asset pool.
Sure.
So you need to be aware of that.
So that's only if I go to court that would become part of it. So if I go to court beforehand leaving work, then after that she can't get it?
Well, she might well be listening to this radio, so it may well be a factor.
I can guarantee that.
So just, at the end of the day, you always need to be honest and open about your circumstances.
Sure.
So if your matter goes to court before you leave your job, then no doubt she might be raising this issue. And if it's after you've left your job, then it's still going to be, as I said before, everything gets taken into account.
Sure. Okay, no worries.
Thank you very much, Tony. Chris in High Wycombe would like to talk about parenting orders. Richard, g'day, Chris.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm not too bad, mate. Fire away. Richard's listening.
Okay, Richard, I've got a parenting plan or a parenting order, which we got through the family court with lawyers. It's probably about 3 years old now. The order is basically 50-50 with our one child. The way things are happening over the last year and a half is I've had 80% custody, where she has every second weekend, pretty much. I'm just wondering how I'd go about changing that plan. Do I have to go to court, or can I just... Because I need to change school for my son, but under the plan and order that we've currently got, we both have to agree.
Right.
So, how would I go about changing?
Okay, you raise a few issues there. First of all, you've got an order, not a plan, by the sound of it. There is a difference. An order can be enforced by the court, but a plan isn't enforceable. So if you've already got a parenting order in place, then if you're wanting to change that parenting order, then the first step is to discuss it with your ex-partner and see what she says about that. If she agrees to changing it, then you can do it by agreement. You can file a consent order. If she doesn't agree, then you're going to need to go through mediation to discuss the change of circumstances, and then after that, it'll be open to you when you've been through mediation to apply back to the family court if you need to.
Chris, do you think your ex-partner will agree to the changes, or do you think that there will be opposition?
Definitely opposition. Well, we can't really communicate.
Okay,
right.
So we'll do the mediation thing, which we're not going to agree on that either. And then, obviously, straight back to court with lawyers, is that right?
Yeah, but the family court will require you to at least try to resolve the matter without applying back to them, because in general circumstances, family dispute resolution is a compulsory prerequisite before you apply into the court.
Thank you very much, Chris. Looks like you've got a long road ahead of you. Diane, Paul, you'll be next. We need to take a short break. If you'd like to ask Richard Crane, a family law specialist from Friedman, Lurie, Sig and D'Angelo, a question, 92211 882.